Happy Friday! I'm Shannon Halliday. Thanks for tuning in to Gratitude Space Radio with Chris Pelmore and friends. Every Friday, I'm serving up cool, refreshing sips of gratitude. Small, delightful moments throughout my week, I can't wait to share with you beautiful people. I'm grateful for love. Love is healing. Love is unconditional. Love is freeing. Love is warm. Love is accepting. Love is wise. Love is understanding. Love is compromise. Love is uncertain. Love is blind. The gold amongst the stone. Love is a hug from within. Love is wondrous. Love is magical and divine. I am grateful to give and also graciously will receive. Love for all who can see it and who believes. We make love that is not controlling and strapped with conditions. Love is purer than that. Love is forgiving, allowing things to be and grow, encouraging, and it shows. Love is the water you give the plant, the food you feed yourself. Love is the job you go to provide money for your kids, wife, husband, responsibilities, and you. Love is providing. Love is profound. Love is everywhere. Love is encompassing. If you attach a negative word to love, it is not love you truly speak of. I will learn love until I become a master of it. It will cure us all. Today I'm grateful for having a job, full-time employment. I've been there for about a year, and before that, the last 6 years before that, I ended up getting laid off quite a few times, quite a few curtailments leading to full-on layoffs. And that feeling of job insecurity, it's hard to explain if you haven't ever been in that situation. The fear of not being able to pay your mortgage or, you know, your car payments, your insurance, all your bills. The thought of losing it all. The fear of not being able to get another job, even though you know you're employable. All these doubts creep in because of the fear. And whether you want the fear or not, a lot of the times when your job's on the chopping block, you're in a fearful state. So this last year, I've really enjoyed having a job to go to and not having to worry about them shutting their doors. I have no guarantee for the future and what it will bring, but today, I'm grateful that tomorrow, I have a job to go to.
Cheers to another week of gratitude. Thanks for listening.